Hello, ma'am. Are you still there?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi. So for some reason, I can't seem to get in contact with Clear Cover in order to get
me
your
neither.
Ma'am.
I can't even. That's what I was trying to tell you. I was calling them.
Okay, one second. One second, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. So for some reason, I can't seem to get in contact with Clear Cover or find your policy. So we're just gonna try to continue to set up this ticket without it, okay? So if you don't mind, can I have the address that's on your policy?
3410 Dofield Avenue.
Can you spell that street for me, please?
Dofield.
F-I-E-L-D?
D-O-L-F-I-E-L-D Avenue. Apartment 216. Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
You said Baltimore?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your zip, man?
21215.
Alrighty, so I have the address of 3410 Dolefield Avenue, apartment 216, Baltimore, Maryland 21215.
Yeah.
And can I get the year, make, and model of the vehicle, ma'am?
It's a Dodge Avenger, 2012.
Alrighty. And what color is it?
Red.
Okay.
I'm trying to see if I can find this. Because when I'm trying to log in, it you can't even log in. I don't know why. So many damn emails. It's with MEPCO or something like that.
With who, ma'am?
It's through MEPCO.
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what that is. But have you ever used your roadside assistance in the past before?
Yeah. I can't believe this. This shit is crazy. I can't even get in touch with you. Let me call. I'm going to see if I can get the policy number. Hold on.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Let me see if he answers.
Hi, you've reached the office of Eric Small. I apologize, I'm not available. I am working with another client.
Phone call completed.
I wonder why it's not pulling up my number.
Okay, ma'am. So I got you. What was your reason for breakdown today?
I don't know, like, my car's on, but it's not, like, when I push the gas, it's not doing nothing.
So, your vehicle turned over, but it won't accelerate?
Is very small?
Yeah, it's not moving.
Phone call completed.
All righty, one second. Okay, so you're requesting a tow today?
Yeah.
Alrighty, so I'm going to set you up for a flatbed tow, if that's all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I have a few questions. If they don't apply to you, you can just simply say no, okay?
Yeah.
Will your vehicle shift out of park and into neutral?
No, it ain't doing nothing. It won't go backwards. It won't do nothing. It's in neutral, yeah, but it ain't doing nothing.
Okay. I just need to know if it can go into neutral so that way when we put it on the flatbed, it'll roll onto there when they pull it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
and is your
I got some email. I got some emails from Clear Cover. I'm looking through the emails to see if I can find my, it's Goosehead Insurance.
Okay,
see if I can find my policy.
You're fine, ma'am. You don't have to find it anymore. Is your vehicle four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Four-wheel. I'm not sure. I think it's probably, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, let's see.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong address. I moved. I gave you the wrong address. I'm sorry. My address is 101 Village of Pine. I'm sorry. God damn it.
It's okay, man.
I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. One second.
Policy number. I got the policy number, honey. I got it. Damn.
Okay, hold on one second. Okay, go ahead with that policy number.
Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
I'm a little panicked right now.
It's okay, ma'am. I understand. I'm gonna try to assist you in the best way possible. Okay.
Yeah. My fucking number. God damn it. Oh my God, where is it? What's his name? Okay, it's MD120006.
Is that three zeros or four?
Three zeros.
Okay, so I have MD120006.
Yes.
Awesome. And you can go ahead with your new address, ma'am.
It's 101 Pine of Village.
Can you spell that word before village?
VILLIGE.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I can't hear you. You're kind of low. Could you repeat yourself?
Yes. VILLIGE.
And that's village.
Yes, village. OVE OOF, I'm sorry, of Pine, PIN.
Wait, hold on one second, ma'am. So that word that you just spelled out to me, that's village, right?
Yeah, village, and then the word of, and then pine, as in pine tree.
You said
apartment 3, 3C.
Village of Palm, P-A-L-M?
No, P-I-N-E, N as in Nancy.
Pine.
Yes.
Okay, so 101 Village of Pine?
Yes.
Alrighty, and apartment what, ma'am?
3C.
3C?
Uh-huh.
And that's Baltimore, Maryland as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I currently have 101 Village of Pine, apartment number 3C, Baltimore, Maryland, 21215.
Yes, ma'am. No, not 21215. I'm looking at my insurance card right now. Let me see. I'm not sure. Let me pull it up. Hold on.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at it. It says 21215.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't think it's 21215. Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Eric Small.
Hi, Eric. I'm on the phone with Roadside Assistance, and they can't find my policy number. I gave it to her. Well, she just got it. I just gave it to her because I looked through my messages. But, yeah. Hello?
So you're good to go?
Yeah, I gave her the policy number. I'm just trying to get, I'm on the side of the road. I don't know what's wrong with my car.
Okay, okay. Well, good with them today. Good job. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Phone call completed.
Okay, ma'am. So... I see the right zip code. The right zip code for your new address is 21244.
Okay, so did you you see my policy now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, Lord, this is crazy. Like, I wonder what's wrong with my car. I'll just need my transmission.
Alrighty, ma'am. And is this service a result of an accident today?
No.
Alright, and do you have the keys with the vehicle?
Yes, I'm in the vehicle. I was trying to, it depends on how long you guys going to take.
I'm not sure yet, ma'am, because the provider usually gives us the ETA, but, I will tell you that we don't take ETAs longer than 2 hours, and that was my next question as well. I was going to ask, were you going to be with the vehicle when the provider arrives?
I doubt it. Not for no 2 hours. I'm on my way to work.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I'm just going to put that you won't be with the vehicle, which is fine. You don't have to be, but where would you leave the keys if you were to leave the vehicle?
Guess I'll put it, where you need me to put it? You want me to put it in the, glove compartment?
You could put it in there, or you could put it under your driver's seat floor mat.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay, I'll put that you're going to put it on the driver's seat floor mat?
Yes.
All righty. One second. Alrighty. So I must let you know that we do have a liability waiver. It's just that you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and waive all liability, which basically means if anything is to happen to your vehicle before our provider arrives to give the tow, then it would not be on us. Do you agree?
Say what?
Oh, yes, ma'am. So, I just have to get you to acknowledge and agree to the waiver that we have of that the vehicle is being left unattended and that you waive all liability, which basically just means if anything is to happen to your vehicle since it's being left unattended before our provider arrives, you waive all liability on us.
Okay.
Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty, ma'am. So may I have the address of where your vehicle is currently located?
It's right in front of 3402 Rogers Avenue.
Rogers Avenue?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
That's off of Liberty Heights.
Alrighty. And is that in Baltimore as well?
Yeah.
All right. And is this at a residence, ma'am?
It's sitting in front of somebody's house.
Okay, I understand. So I currently have your vehicle located at 3402, and for some reason it's popping up as North Rogers Avenue, Baltimore, Maryland, 21207.
Yes.
That's
the
correct.
The tow truck coming to get my car. It won't move, so it's going to be sitting here. Thank you. Keep an eye on it for me. I mean, you know, just, thank you. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm listening.
You said that address was correct?
Yes.
All right.
3402 North Rogers Avenue.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I have. And it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21207?
Yes.
Awesome. All righty. May I have the address of where you're taking the vehicle today, ma'am?
Yes. It's 5717 Baltimore National Pike. Dodge dealer.
And do you happen to know that zip, ma'am?
No, but I can find out. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, I see. So is it 5717 Baltimore National Pike, Kensville, Maryland, 21228?
Yes.
Alrighty, and that's going to a...
Dodge dealer.
A Dodge dealer. Is it called Antwerp? Hold
yes,
on.
That's it.
Okay.
That's
and
it.
Are they aware of your vehicle being dropped off today, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. All right, ma'am. So the next step for me is to start calling providers to see if I can get someone to come out and assist you today. Since you did opt into the text message feature, you will receive a text with the provider's name, number, and ETA, and I will give you a callback with a verbal confirmation as well. And it also says that your benefits cover you up to 15 miles. You're only going for a 6-mile tow, so you're completely covered today. Is there anything else I can assist with?
No, ma'am. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, ma'am, and I'll be giving you a callback within the next 15 to 20 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling Mercy Roadside. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.